One thing have I desired of the Lord. That will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. To behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in His temple. Because in the time of trouble He shall hide me in His pavilion. In the secret of His tabernacle shall He hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock. And now, thank God, shall mine head be lifted up above mine enemies round about me. And I will offer in His tabernacle. Therefore will I offer in His tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. It means so much for us to have this desire. One thing have I desired of the Lord. I heard one brother say that I thought he'd kind of missed the mark just a little bit. He said, I have other desires, but this is the most important desire. Well, that's true, but we got to watch those other desires. We got to watch those other desires, dear ones. We're all of us full of desires. Desires of our body, desiring fulfillment and comfort and food and rest and ease and security. We are made up of desires. Our physical has many desires. But we need, Lord help us today, as young people coming on, I know their desires are very keen. And they're just very strong. The desires of a youth are very strong, very keen. Seem like the lusts and appetites of the flesh are so predominantly ruling people today. That's right. In our world, we're just the word of the Lord speaks about lust. It's a word that's mentioned often in the Scriptures, and it means strong desires. Superimposition of desire. It becomes a ruling, controlling factor in people's lives today. The lusts and desires of the flesh are just ruling people. It's terrible what we have in our world today. 1 John 2:15 says, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the sight of and pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. Now, you haven't come to recognize the problem here. You're behind times. You need to catch up, because we are in a lustful world. People are just lusting after money, lusting after sex, lusting after ease, lusting after travel, lusting after prosperity, fine things, fine furniture, homes and cars, and no matter how high they, how much they cost, people are still wanting them, still getting them. They lust after these things, they're wanting these things, food. Food has become an obsession in our society. People are just eating themselves to the grave. One reading I read said that people are just digging their grave with their fork and their spoon. They're eating too much. It's just bringing overweight conditions, and overweight brings unhealthy conditions in the body simply because their desire is not controlled. Lord, help us today. This is a serious thing, what we've got on our hearts this morning. The Lord laid on our hearts here this thought of desire. One thing have I desired of the Lord. One thing. This is the number one thing. We do have other desires in the natural, but this is the thing that we need to desire with all of our heart, to live and serve God and to be holy and to be in communion with the Father at all times. The Lord wants people to want Him. He wants us to desire Him. You know, whenever you desire something, think about this thought of desire. And I think about the salmon. Did you ever read about them? What is it that possesses a salmon fish, I'm talking about, to be out in the ocean and start their long journey back to where they came from? Did you ever read about it? It's amazing. But what is it? It's desire. There's something in them, a desire and a purpose. They'll go up over a great big waterfall. They'll go through all kinds of obstacles. And they'll toil and they'll labor and they'll endanger themselves. It's desire. That desire that's gripping them. That's like we should have. A homing desire. Desire for God instead of desiring the old TV, which to me has ruined our society. The television, you can't say enough about it. The filth and the wretched things that come over that thing that grips the mind and debases the soul and ruins the character. It's what's happening, and people are just full of that stuff. And therefore, when it comes to seeking God, well, they're just so full of that junk, they don't want it. It's awful. We're living in a society that's just got so many things to feed on. That's true. Styles and fads and books and magazines and traveling and these, what do you call these? Silver Dollar City and Six Flags Over Texas and all of these things, and they just seem like they just have these desires and they just go, and it's all superficial, artificial. It's of no profit at all. Yet, what's happening is they are lavishing their desires on these things, and it just sulls their mind, and they're not seeking after God. That's a problem. Lord, help us today. Stir our hearts. Young people, oh, think about how good the Lord is. You know, He says here, why was it that He, well, what is it He wanted and desired of the Lord? And that will I seek after, that I may behold the beauty of the Lord. You know, there's beauty queens and beauty contests and beauty parlors. And people are just obsessed with the desire for physical beauty. That's so. And people, you can watch women. I've watched women sometimes. And you can tell this is the utmost thing in their mind. I want to be beautiful. I want people to admire me. It's young people are just in the world, are just possessing it. Not out in the world altogether. Creeps right among God's people. Lord, help us today. What is your desire? You want to be beautiful? You want to behold the real beauty? The beauty of Christ. The beauty of spiritual life. Of joy and gladness and victory. Like we were singing about a while ago, being delivered from this present evil world. You know, it means a lot to be delivered from this present evil world. A lot of people aren't delivered yet. They're just carried away with the flesh, the desires, and money, making big money. People are making more money now than they ever have. Are they satisfied? No, they're not satisfied. Pilots, what do they make? $60,000, $70,000, $90,000 a year. Are they satisfied? No, they're not satisfied. You know, you don't get satisfied with silver and money. That doesn't satisfy. The more you get, the more you want. The more you want, the more miserable you are. Oh, Lord, help us today. I'd just like to somehow help us to see and have a desire for the things of God. I want to tell you, dear ones, I can testify in my young life that I found the desire of the Lord. I found the pleasure, the joy of God. And it is the sweetest thing I ever have experienced.
And the more you get of that, it just seems like your heart and you're so satisfied and you're so happy, but you keep coming back for more. You just have this desire. You just, oh, I tell you, dear ones, it's so wonderful to be saved and to be sanctified, to have the Holy Spirit living and reigning in your soul. Dear ones, it's something to be desired. It's something that's more than all this old world, all the money and trips and going over to Hawaii and overseas and running around and spending the money and to the Holy Land. Well, praise God, I'm in the Holy Land. I found the Holy Land. I don't need to go over there to that degraded country over there unless they do some good for the Lord. But we people are just full of desires. Airplanes and cars and hot rods and races and all these things. They're just going. A lot of times on Saturday night up our way, the fairgrounds is quite a little distance off. But I tell you, they run those cars like they're in our backyard. I mean, they're just terrible noise. And oh, they're just having the biggest time. Oh, may the Lord help us. I would somehow that people could get a desire for better things. One thing have I desired of the Lord, and that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. I just want to be saved, and I want to live for Jesus, and I want His blessings, and I want to be in His house. I want to be in His presence. I want to behold His beauty. You know, the beauty of the Lord. How great is His beauty. How sweet, how lovely, the loveliness of Christ. I've never seen Him with my natural eyes, but I've seen Him with the eyes of my spirit. Oh, it's so wonderful how He reveals Himself to us. You know, dear ones, the spiritual blessings. I want to challenge you this morning. What are you here for? What are you in this camp meeting for? Is it just kind of a tradition for you? Is it something you just, well, everybody else is going, I'll go up and have a good time, eat good dinners and run around and have a good time? Is that what you're here for? Oh, may God help it if it is. There's something better to come here to be in the presence of God. Did you have a desire to come to early morning prayer meeting? Some of you didn't come, I know. Oh, I wanted to be here. I prayed. I was up at 3 o'clock this morning, as my general practice is. And when I finally decided I better lay down and get a little more rest, I said, Lord, wake me up at 6 o'clock. I didn't know if I could hear the bell or not. They don't ring it long enough for me. You need to ring that thing so loud it'd jar everybody out of their beds on them. Get up. It's prayer meeting time. Don't you have it? Well, if you have a desire, you won't have to be. You won't have to have that. If you have a desire, I want to be in prayer meeting. I want to worship with the saints of God. It's a consuming desire of my soul. And you keep that desire alive. Oh, love the Word of God. Are you hungry? Do you love the Word of God? Do you love to hear the Word of God preached? What did the preacher preach about this morning? Well, now let's see. Make you kind of forgets me for a little bit. Lord, help us today. Inscribe upon my heart His laws. That's the New Testament. He wants to write it upon your desires. He wants to fill your very innermost being with the Word of God. It won't be a have to, a constraint, a something you just, oh, I just be glad when I get out of here. No, Lord, help us today. That we'll have a desire for God's Word. Love to hear it taught and read and sung and preached and practiced. Love to hear the saints of God testify and tell what the Lord's been doing for them. Praise the Lord. Have this desire. Want to be in meeting. Well, I'm here for the weekend and I got to go home. Are you glad to get away to go home? Or do you really in your heart say, I really wish I could stay, but I guess I better not. Well, the Lord knows where your desire is. He knows. If you like to stay and enjoy the good things of God and the fasting and praying and seeking the Lord, I tell you, dear ones, you got to have a desire. You cultivate this desire. But all the devil has got the drawing cards, let me tell you. In Genesis 3, I just want to point this out. When the Lord told Adam and Eve to not eat of that fruit, the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God said, you shall not eat it. And they knew it. Here comes the devil. Now the devil was back of this, and the devil is still working and drawing on people's desires today. He's drawing on you young people. Yes, he is. He's got them out, got the things out there, drawing you, attracting you, and pretty fleshly things. Oh, they're so nice. You know, one time I was infatuated and charmed by the world. I was charmed by the world. But I'll tell you, I thank God that he showed me how frivolous, how vain, how foolish, how empty, how useless it all is. And I saw Jesus. I saw heaven. I saw the holy life of a saint of God. I saw the blessings, the guiding, leading hand of the Holy Spirit. I wanted that. I desired that. I went after that. And I got that. Praise God. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Dear ones, these are things to be desired. Now you go and look. Well, wait a minute. Let me get this here. And it says, and the devil said, well, it's a serpent, but the devil was talking to him, ye shall not surely die, for God doth know that in the day ye eat thereof, your eyes will be open, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. See, puts a desire out there. Listen, don't you know that's what the devil's doing today? He makes drugs look desirable. Well, that's right. That's why people go at it. It's desirable. Boy, it'll make you feel good. It'll make you feel like you're sitting on top of the world. And they make that, it's a desirable thing to them. It isn't a desirable thing. It's a terrible thing. They make liquor, cigarettes. They make cigarettes look to be desirable. Yeah, that's right. They have pictures, advertisements. But, you know, that's the way the devil works. He's pulling on your desire. If I could get a job and maybe buy a Cadillac someday. Oh, nice cars and fine homes. He just makes all these foods candies and all these things just look so nice and just so desirable. Promises of prosperity and opportunity and all of these things is just drawing people's desires. Children, we need to think about what is really worthwhile, what is really the benefit for you is not these old earthly things. It's spiritual things, what you want. Fellowship with God, to be saved, to be filled with the Spirit of God. That's what you really want. The devil makes you think that, no, that's not what I want. I want to go join the service. And I want to do this and that. I want to be famous. I want to have nice clothes. I don't want to be poor and I want to have a plenty. No, that's not what you're wanting. What you're really wanting is fellowship with God. And you don't realize it. Somehow the enemy gets people. Now listen. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food and that it was pleasant to the eye, see the attraction there? And a tree to be desired. Oh, if I could just paint a picture of what went on in the mind of that woman, Eve, while she was being tempted. She knew. Listen, she knew she just told the enemy this. Said, God doesn't want us in the day either. You'll die. I don't want that. Yes, but God knows that you'll be as God's, knowing good. It'll be good for you. It'll be helpful to you. And what did she do? She took of the fruit thereof. What? Why did she take of it? Desire. Desire. Well, that'll make me wise. I'll be as God's, knowing good and evil. And it is good looking for food. And it is pleasant to the eyes. See the desire? You would be surprised if you could analyze and see how much of natural outward attraction plays in the minds of people. It just works all the time. One of the greatest drawing cards that advertising agencies have is to get something looking nice. And they get to thinking about it, and I just got to have that. Well, yeah, but that's too much. That don't matter. I got a credit card. I can get anything I want. And there we go. I heard about two young people not too long ago, a boy and a girl. I don't think they knew each other. No, they didn't. But both of them committed suicide over too much debt on credit cards. Just got them overwhelmed. They just ended it all. People's desires run away with them. They get to wanting this, and they get to wanting that. They don't have the money. Well, that's all right. I'll get it on time. And we have today a disrupted society and a corrupted society because of lust. Too much desire for the wrong things. Lord, help us today. She took of the fruit and gave it to her husband. Got him persuaded. How do you think she did that? Adam! What is it? I've eaten some of this fruit. It's good. Oh, what did you do that for? Well, it's all right. It makes me wise. I feel wiser than I ever did before. Oh, come on. Don't you want some of that? I don't know how she did it, but she got him to do it. Lord, help today that we might realize the seriousness of this trap of the desires. And she took of that fruit and ate it and gave it to her husband. He did eat. And then they both realized they had done wrong. Oh, it's too late now. You know, dear ones, there's so many. I see so many sad things in the world today. It's everywhere you look. People, and you know where it is? Desire. Out of control, unrestrained, undisciplined, unsanctified desire. That's what's doing it. Ecclesiastes, got a scripture here in Ecclesiastes, I want you to notice. Ecclesiastes 6 and 9. Better is the sight of the eyes. This is a wise man speaking. Better is the sight of the eyes than the wandering of the desire. Did you ever notice how a desire of a man will wander from one thing to the next? You think, this is what I want. No, that's not what I want. I read years ago about a woman that she was talking to a doctor. And she had married this man. And when they first got married, why, his kisses were real fiery and sweet. And she just was really enjoying it and had a wonderful, wonderful time, she thought. But then she said, after a while, she said, it seemed like his kisses didn't seem to mean so much anymore. And he began to get cold to me. Things began to go bad. He didn't seem to love me like I should. I didn't seem to love him either. And she said, one day I met one of my old friends. And he seemed so nice. He seemed so nice. He said, you want to take a ride with me? And so, so we took a ride, went out on the hillside looking over the city. And he turned the lights down real low and turned on the radio and played some real pretty music, you know. And put his arm around her. Oh, she says, doctor, she says, that's the man that I should have. He warned her. He says, you're not doing right. It's going to go wrong. No, she said, this is the one. He's the one I should have. So she left her husband and went to this other man and married him. Not the end of the story. She lived with this man for a while. Then after a while, see, my kisses begin to lose the fire. All that began to kind of fade out. She began to get tired of him. She began to get troubled, dissatisfied, discontent. Finally, one day, she met her old husband. And, oh, he just seems so nice. He seems so nice. He talked to her and said, you want to take a ride with me? Yeah, I'll take a ride with you. Went out on the hillside over the town. Turned the lights down low. Turned on a little music. Oh, you're the one that I should have had. She went back to the doctor and told him about it. You know, dear ones, you see what the wandering of the desire is?
Yes.
Get this, dear ones. The wandering of the desire. You think, this is the kind of car I want. After a while, you got it up for sale. What's the matter? Well, it's on. This is the apartment I want to live in. Oh, it's just nice. It's just lovely. After a while, you're looking for another. Never knowing how to be content. Don't know how to be satisfied. No matter what you get, there's going to be something not right about it. That's true. The wandering of the desire. Never satisfied. Never satisfied with my job. I've got to get another job. I'm so sick of this job, I just can't hardly stand it. Lord help. Better be careful. This wandering of the desire is getting many people in trouble today. We need to learn how to except as the Lord blesses, you know, that's one thing. We give our hearts to God and we pray about everything. Oh, I've had things come to me. This would be nice, don't you think? No, you better pray about it. Hold it before the Lord. Just keep praying about this thing and seek His guidance. He said there to inquire in His temple. Just be inquiring, Lord. You know, I've had things I've had to pray and pray for months and months about. It pays off, dear ones. After a while, you begin to see, no, that's... At the time, your desire is keen and strong, and it just looks like just the thing. But after a while, you begin to see, no, the Lord findeth it. No, you don't want... That's not what you want. What? Oh, thank the Lord for His goodness. Oh, how we need to have this desire. In Isaiah 26, it says here in verse 7, we'll start verse 7, the way of the just is uprightness. Thou most upright dost weigh the path of the just. Yea, in the way of thy judgments, O Lord, have we waited for thee. The desire of our soul is to thy name, and to the remembrance of thee. The desire of my soul. Is this your desire? Listen, this would be the desire. Is to thy name and to the remembrance of thee. Lord, this is my desire, that your will be done. Not my will. You ever say that? Not my will, but thy will be done. You must say it every day. Your will cross the will of God. And you should have such a desire that you will say, Lord, no matter how much I want this thing, I relinquish it for you. And I want you to have your way about it. It means so much for us to have a desire for the name of God and to the remembrance of God. Don't you want it? It's a happy life. It's a rich life. It's a satisfying life. Are you happy in the world and going after the things of the world? Are you getting along pretty good? Well, if you are, too bad. I didn't. I was very disappointed in the flesh and the way the world went.
Yes, amen.
I was sorry, but I wish I hadn't ever. You know, the Lord had mercy on me, and when I found the salvation of my soul, I found what was satisfying.
Yes.
It satisfies you. You're content. You're content to live in a little humble house with little humble furniture. If you have the Lord, that's right. You don't have to go out and get a big college education. Well, wait a minute, brother Busby. We got to have college education. Well, all right, that's your privilege if you want to go. But remember, what you're really wanting is closeness with God. That's what you're really wanting. And instead of you just taking off and going your own direction and trying to fulfill that wandering of the desire you have, you need to be waiting on God and praying and taking life in a simple way. Many times children, they get dissatisfied with what mom and dad has. Boys and girls both. They think they want to go out and get them an apartment, get away from mom and dad. You know that's a mistake. Especially if you've got godly parents. That's a mistake. I've seen a lot of things like that and seen very little good come. Most generally, a spiritual detriment. And so, you should have a desire, Lord, a desire for prayer. You know, every person, every one of us should develop a prayer life. A fellowship, a relationship with God. It takes time to do this. You've got to work at it. You've got to work at this thing. You take time to pray. Develop a prayer life. There's many people never develop a prayer life. I wouldn't be surprised. There's people sitting right in this crowd has not uttered one prayer this morning. That's tragic. That's tragic. You're missing out. Prayer and fellowship with God is life's greatest joy. It's the richest thing. Being able to get into God's presence and have Him bless your soul and reveal His will to you and give you His word and inspire you, dear ones, that's the greatest joy. I know I've tasted a lot of things in life. I've lived a lot in my time. But I tell you, dear ones, this is the greatest thing. Waiting on God. Living a Christian life. In the service of the Lord. Lord, what do you want me to do? Oh my, I don't want to be a preacher. One man I heard about that sometimes him they need to get sanctified and consecrate the Lord. And you know what drew him back? He said, I got to thinking, well, if I do that, the Lord might call me to preach. And I don't want to be a preacher. What's wrong with being a preacher? He drew back. He never got saved. He's unsaved today. What's wrong with being a preacher? I want to tell you, it's the most enjoyable life I ever lived. Of course, I've been doing it for some time, but it's getting better all the time. I mean, I like to preach the Word of God. Rather do that than anything. I get blessed and get happy when I'm bringing forth the Word of God. He inspires me with a message. That's the most wonderful thing I ever experienced. Praise God. A lot better than old Six Flags Over Texas or the bullet and the what do you call that thing that goes up and down? I wouldn't want that at all. I got something better than that. Praise the Lord. Dear ones, I'm trying to help you to see this living a Christian life, being a meek and lowly saint of God, has got the greatest joy and potential that there is. Oh my, that's, you know, when the young people get a certain age, they want to learn how to drive. What is there about learning how to drive and driving a car that's so attractive? Well, I mean, I did too. I wanted to learn how to drive. I took my driver's test, and I remember the first time I tried to pass a car out on the road. Woo! Oh, that was close. But I wanted to. Now, I'm ready to give it over to somebody else. Desires, wandering of the desires. The wandering of the desires. But what is there about these things? We have to set our hearts. Now, I'm not saying you're not supposed to want to learn how to drive. You learn how to drive. But that's not the main thing. You ever think about how much I'd like to have a car? Oh, I want to have a car. You ever think about how much it takes to take care of a car? It ain't all that desirable, I'm telling you for sure. It's mighty expensive. All kinds of things can happen. Wrecks and blowouts and accidents and and breakdowns and there's all kinds of things. It's just a, sometimes it's just pretty heavy load keeping the thing on the road. But, you know, that's desire. People get desire for these things. We should have a desire for the Lord. Now, really, I'm telling you, dear one, I'm stressing this today. Get a desire for spiritual things, for prayer. Whenever it comes time for prayer meeting, family worship, have a desire to get in there and listen and learn. Have a desire to read and study the precious Bible. Praise God. Oh, the Word of the Scriptures are. They're so full of. I sometimes just get overwhelmed when I get to digging in the treasure of the Scriptures. It just seems like one Scripture calls for another, and we begin to bring them together, and they just agree, and our hearts are just blessed and full, and we just have such a joy and a gladness. Oh, dear ones, I wish I could help you to do that. Take time to be holy. Take time to pray. Take time to feast on the Word of God, the Scriptures. Oh, the prophecy. You know, the prophecies are so wonderful. The Psalms, oh, they're richer to me than they've ever been in all my life. The Psalms. The precious Psalms. Oh, 119th Psalm. That's a long one, 176 verses. Praise God. But you know, that is that's rich. Praise the Lord. Great peace have they that love thy law. And nothing shall offend them. Nothing shall trip them up. Oh, praise God. May the Lord help us today to have a desire for the things of God. Are you anxious to get up and leave? Brother Leslie, I wish you'd hurry up and be quiet. I'm tired. Well, praise God. Feast on the Word of the Lord. Meditate. His delight is in the law of the Lord. And in His law doth he meditate day and night. And he'll be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. Meditating. Meditation is a lost art in many people's lives. They can sit and watch an old ball game on television for an hour and a half or 2 hours. Not worry them out enough. And boy, if you try to set them down and read a few scriptures and have prayer, boy, they get all fidgety. What's the matter? Drunk on the pleasures of the world. Just these old awful. Oof. Every now and then I pick up that TV part of the paper and I wonder what the world's feeding on today. And I go to looking and oh my, garbage. Junk. Terrible. Toss the thing over in the recycling place. We don't need that junk. Praise God. Oh, may the Lord help us. A little more here. With my soul have I desired thee in the night. With my soul, yea, with my spirit within me will I seek thee early. With your spirit that is within you. Dear ones, today, do you know that you have a spirit within you? What is that? That's a vital spark of the Almighty. It's in your bosom. It's in your being. And that thing is not satisfied until you get in contact with its source. So you seek, with my spirit within me will I seek the early. Early here means diligently, fervently, above everything else. I want to seek God. I want to be close to God. I want to have His blessings, His inspiration, His guidance, His food for my soul. Lord, please, with my spirit within me, I'm seeking You. Lord, help me. With my soul, I desire Thee in the night. Oh, may the Lord help us. Desire, as the heart panteth after the water book. You know where that scripture is? Where is it? Psalm 42. He knows where it is. Praise God. As a hart panteth after the water brook. The hart, the deer, the fallow deer. Oh, they're thirsty. And they're going for the water brook. The water thing in the animal kingdom is quite a thing. They're needing that water. The elephant, he's got to have a lot of water. And this is part of their daily occupation, is to get to the water. Because that's life. I don't know how much, anybody might know how much we're water. You know, what is it? 75%? Oh, surely we're not that much water. But we're quite a bit of water. And it takes lots of water. As a hart panteth after the water brook, so my soul panteth after thee, O God. My soul thirsteth for God, for the living God. When will I come and appear before God? Oh, I just would like to go to service so bad. May the Lord help us today. My soul thirsteth for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? Oh, there's so many good scriptures. Psalm 21. The king shall joy in thy strength, O Lord. In thy salvation shall he greatly rejoice. How greatly shall he rejoice? Thou hast given him his heart's desire. Thou hast not withholden the request of his lips. What is the request? What is the thing that you want? What are you really wanting? What you really desire is to be close to God. That's what it is. And so therefore we need to work at from this aspect, from this angle, prayer. Sometimes when you go to prayer, you don't feel too much like things are going on. But you just have to keep holding on and keep praying. And after a while, things begin to break open. And listen, when you touch heaven and your soul gets in communion with God, well, praise the Lord, there's nothing better. There's nothing sweeter. There's nothing more satisfying than being close to the Lord. Amen. Some people like to talk. They just love to talk. I get tired talking after a while. I like to get quiet. Sometimes my soul craves getting alone with God and just being quiet. Listen to the voice of the Lord. Sister Catherine Williams passed away just recently. She communicated this to me as a young Christian. When I'd hear her talking about, she'd be testifying, she'd say, "This morning while the Lord was talking to my heart, I thought, that sounds so good. Lord, I want you to talk to my heart. I desire you to talk to my heart like that." Yes, that's a wonderful thing. And you know, I'm thankful that I have had that wonderful experience many times. The Lord talking right directly to my inner man. Inspiring, comforting, enlightening, reproving, correcting, disciplining, whatever it is. This desire, oh, I just love to be with my dear precious Lord. I've given him his heart's desire. I believe we got another over here in the Song of Solomon. Oh, glory to God. I'm so glad. Song of Solomon, let's see here. And 6th chapter and the 10th verse. I am my beloved's, and his desire is toward me. Praise God. There's another one here. I am my beloved's, and my beloved is mine. Maybe you can find that. But I want to especially notice this one here. His desire. Six and three. Aha. I am my beloved's,
and my beloved is mine. He feeds among the lilies. Well, now that's where I want to be. Among the lilies. And it says his desire is toward me. Well, praise God. What do you get out of that? Just like a young man, his desire is toward his little wife. Well, praise the Lord. Today, it's a special day for me. 39 years ago, I married my wife. Well, praise God. It's been a happy life. My desire is still toward her. For her, not just a physical gratification. That's what many people desire about all their mouths do. But the desire for a man, for his wife, for the comfort of his wife. For her welfare. For her provision. For her protection. The desire of Christ, my dear friends, today is for our welfare. For our soul's blessing. That's what he's wanting. He's looking, he's yearning to have a little talk with you. That's right. He wants you to converse with him. He wants you to pray and commune with him. He desires to commune with thee and bless your soul. My beloved is mine, and his desire is toward me. Now he can just converse and commune and rule over their lives with love. That's his desire. Do you want him? Do you desire him? Do you desire to have this relationship with Jesus where he can be yours and you can be his, and he can lead you and comfort you and help you and provide for you and take you through your trials and tests and give you grace and courage? Dear one, this is a desirable thing to live for God. Oh, I just pray the Lord to help. Help all of us to have a greater desire for God. Oh, it's wonderful to live and to have him to speak to us and even reprove us sometimes when we need help. I remember Sister Shirley Allen, Brother Murphy Allen's daughter Shirley. I remember she had a testimony in the paper way back a year before she was taken from us. 1956, taken from us. The Lord took her. About 20 years old she was. And she had this, she gave this testimony. And she said, you know, she said, I heard about others speak about how the Lord talked to them on the bed at night. And she said, that just caused me to desire that. And I asked the Lord, she said, Lord, please give me that experience. Would you please talk to me? She desired it. And she said, I don't know if it was that night or sometime after that. She said one night she woke up about midnight. One of us people, that's about time to go to bed. She'd already been to bed and had a little rest. The Lord woke her up at midnight. And the Lord began to talk to her heart from the 23rd Psalm. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff they come. She said the Lord just visited her right there on her bed. That's a wonderful experience. You ever have it? That's a wonderful blessing, wonderful experience. And you know, the Lord brought her through the valley of death that year. She was taken. She had the typhoid, and the Lord took her, 20 years old. But she had that desire. See? How about you? What is your desire today? You need to stop and think about it. What is your desire? Is it toward the Lord? Toward the remembrance of his name? Do you want his fellowship? Do you want his guidance? Do you want his blessings? Do you want his holiness? Oh, to be holy and righteous and pure and clean in God's sight. That's something we should desire. Oh, you got to work at it every day. Have the joy of the Lord and the inspiration. Their old brother, Tomlinson, some of us remember him. He was a man lived over here in the hills of Missouri. He's a man so full of the Spirit of God. It was a wonderful blessing. We lived not very far from him for several years, about 50 miles. We could drive over there and visit. Oh, we just come away just all aglow. He's just so full of the Spirit of God. It was a wonderful. He wasn't a preacher so much. He was a good teacher. He could teach the Word of God. But I'll tell you, you'd hear that man pray, it set you on fire in your spirit. He was just filled with the Spirit of God. Somebody asked him, they said, Brother Thomason, what's your secret of success in living such a victorious, Spirit-filled life? You know what his answer was? I work at it every day. That's his answer. I work at it every day. And I'll tell you, I know he did too. Because he just the Spirit of God was just in him. But you know, if you want a Spirit-filled experience, then you've got to really work at it. You've got to desire it. You've got to pray. You've got to spend some time alone with God. You've got to get the Word of God and plant it in your heart. You have to have a desire for it. Yes, lots of times the enemy got all kinds of things. People all took up with, carried away with this and that, and they don't have any time to seek the Lord. It's pitiful. May the Lord help us today. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in His temple. For in the time of trouble, and I'm going to tell you that's true, if you make this your desire, in the time of trouble, He'll hide you in His pavilion. Oh, I know what that is. In the secret of His tabernacle will He hide me. He'll set me up upon a rock, and now shall mine head be lifted up above mine enemies round about me. I will offer in His tabernacle sacrifices of joy. Yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. What's your desire today? God bless you. Help you.